a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Larry Cass, a chaplain with the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Joseph Lyon from Elk Point.
Together today to serve this state, we pray that each member of this body will do their very best to find the best solutions for all of the problems that are facing this state. May each legislator be civil, and may they all reach for the best in this state. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representative Bartling, Bolin, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Lateral, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vershiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 31st day, all errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Thank you. Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. I think up behind me here, on behalf of Representatives Cronin and Hoffman, we have the Edmonds Central Government class with instructor Mike Faw. If you folks are here, please stand. I don't know if we have any folks from Freeman or Tabor here yet. Are there any folks from there yet? Well, we'll wait. They might be over in the Senate. The Freeman Schmeckfest provided some food for us in the rotunda. We do appreciate that, and we'll try to recognize them when they come over. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 154 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 143 do pass as amended. Mike Vershiel, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 51 do pass amended. Brock L. Greenfield, Chairs.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1017, 1059, 1062, 1083, 1093, 1102, 1103, 1150, 1174, 1187, 1191, and 1226, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1075, 1087, 1126, 1144, 1163, and 1208, which have been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCRs 1009, 1010, and 1011, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has concurred in House amendments to Senate Bill 96, 145, and 156. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Munsterman moves that House Page Resolution 4 be adopted.
Question for the House of the Munsterman motion for the paid resolution. Remarks, Representative Munsterman.
Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, and I know that some of you, Pages, served in my committee, and as you know, I, as many committee members in the body, would ask three questions, and I had a little bit of a slant on my questions. You know, obviously, who are you and where are you from? But then I would ask, what is your vision for your life? And I think it kind of caused a pause, not only amongst yourselves, but really among many others. And I think what's important to understand is that God has blessed you with a set of gifts and talents that is incredible, and a plan for your life. And it's the day will come when your gifts and your talents will intersect with a passion and purpose to serve others. I think what you've seen here in this body and with your experience is that passion and that passion and purpose has really played out amongst the members of my colleagues here in the legislature. And we hope that someday that you will find a time in your life where you'll be able to share your passion and your purpose and your experiences right here in this body leading this great state. With that, it's an honor for me to read this resolution. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 88th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Lexi Antoine, Carly Appletoff, Leslie Cope, Madison Inches, Devin Kurtz, Joseph Lyon, Caitlin Peterson, Rosalind Rasmussen, and Tori Remington. Whereas the above names serve loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 88th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 88th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation of these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 88th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. And so please come forward as I call your name. Lexi Antoine, Carly Appletoft, Leslie Cope, Madison Inches, Devin Kurtz, Joseph Lyon, Caitlin Peterson, Rosalind Rasmussen, and Tori Remington.
Nice work, Representative Munsterman, and nice work, Pages. As previous speakers would say, back to work. Personal privilege granted. Is your microphone on, Representative Tyler?
I was on the nay button. Can't imagine why. Anyway, personal privilege. Tori Remington, would you come back, please? We have a page. Tori Remington was from Milbank, and 2 weeks ago, she won first place in the Northern Division of the National Forensics League and will be representing our division at the National Forensics League Tournament in Alabama this June. So thank you so much, Tori, for all that you do and the hard work that you put into forensics. Debate is the top sport in Milbank.
Nice work.
All right.
Representative Schaefer. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce my youngest grandson. This is Bridger. He's 10 years old. He's homeschooled, and he tends to be a cosmopolitan. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Representative Schaefer, do you have any grandchildren left to display? Motions and resolutions.
Got
Representative Stelzer moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Concurrent Resolution 1008.
Representative Stelzer's motion is for the House to concur in the Senate amendments to House Concurrent Resolution 1008. That's been seconded. Remarks, please. Representative Stelzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am embarrassed to say that the bill as written had a spelling error in it, and it in one spot referred to the untied states of America. And since our Constitution prohibits secession, I would ask that you concur and let this move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House is the motion to concur in the Senate amendments to House Concurrent Resolution 1008. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Qualm and Ring. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 53 yeas, 16 nays.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and the Senate amendments concurred in.
Yesterday, Representative Gibson announced her intention to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 106 lost. Representative Gibson moves that the House do now reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 106 lost.
Yeah. Thank you. Remarks on the motion to reconsider Senate Bill 106 by which that vote lost. Remarks, Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll keep my remarks brief. This bill has been brought to you, to this body, by the Teen Safe Driving Task Force, of which I was a member. And the reason the vote was 33-30 yesterday on the floor, but seven members were off the House floor, mostly the appropriators. So I would like to reconsider this vote, and I would certainly like your support on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would encourage that we resist this reconsideration. We had a rather lengthy debate yesterday on the floor, more than rather lengthy. It was very lengthy. It was filled with a lot of national figures and some very local figures, too. And I think that was hashed out pretty thoroughly yesterday, and I would really request that you push your red button on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the House is whether to consider the vote by which Senate Bill 106 lost. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Nelson votes nay. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 36 yeas, 33 nays.
That motion carries.
Representative Gibson moves that Senate Bill 106 be placed on today's calendar of Friday, February 28th, the 32nd legislative day.
Those in favor of the Gibson motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No!
That motion fails. We're going to be at ease here for a second. At this point, I'd like to, on behalf of Representative Shane Fish, it says here, welcome the Freeman Schmeckfest folks. They have a fest on March 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd. We are all invited. Mayor is Sam Sorensen, City Finance Officer Dennis Nelson, Tourism Director Stacy Waltner. Also, former legislator Frank Klocek, who has been here since I was an intern back in 1992, and I think I saw him in the gallery and was looking over us today. Is he up there? And one more, we had a piano player in the rotunda, Joyce Gehring of Pure, and they provided food today, so let's give them a big round of applause. And how about the, is Louis Ruman here of Tabor on behalf of Representative Shane Fish? Welcome. Yeah, why don't you read that now? Yeah, she's going to start.
Representative Wink moves that Senate Bill 106 be placed on the calendar of Monday, March 4th, the 33rd legislative day.
Remarks, Representative Wink.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Well, we have an unusual situation here because we're running out of time, and so the motion to address it today failed, but we do need to address it at some point, and we're running out of days. So I would appreciate it if you would support the motion to put it on the calendar for Monday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further remarks? Seeing none, this will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the Wink motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye!
Those opposed, nay.
No!
That motion carries. Roll call was requested before the gavel dropped. Is she supported? I need everybody to sit who's not a legislator at this time.
Mr. Speaker, point of order. What was your ruling on that? Did it pass?
Hold on a second. We can't have springers here. You either are standing or you're sitting. The question that is before the House, quiet please, on the roll call request, is the challenge of the vote if the bill will be calendared for Monday. The question for the House is whether to calendar the bill reconsidered for Monday. And there was a roll call request. So at this point, stand if you support the roll call request on the vote to calendar 106 for Monday. Now, wait a second, folks. Wait a second. Everybody sit down. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to stand up if you support the roll call request. Ready? Go. All right, 10 seconds is over. How many do you have? Roll call is supported. Those in favor of the motion for calendaring Senate Bill 106 for Monday will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Don Hager and Vershiel. Huh? Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 48 yeas, 21 nays.
The motion, having received a majority vote of the members present, carries. Point of order, state your point.
Is it too late to withdraw my second?
It is too late. Yeah, that was just seconds away from failing for lack of a second, by the way. So, let's go to Senate Concurrent Resolution 6.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, a concurrent resolution requesting the Congress of the United States to enact legislation that would reinstate the separation of commercial and investment banking functions that were in effect under the Glass-Steagall Act, the Banking Act of 1933. Representative Miller moves that SCR 6, as found on page 560 of the House Journal, be concurred in.
Oh, just a second. Was there a second? Thank you. Motion is to concur with the Senate Concurrent Resolution 6. There was a second. Remarks, Representative Miller?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. And thank you, members of this honorable House. And my last vote should have been a yes. That was too confusing.
Motion to.
This one? Yes. thank you. This resolution is concerning the Glass-Steagall, sounds like Siegel, but it's Steagall, Act, that of the Banking Act of 1933. Requesting the Congress of the United States to enact legislation that would reinstate the separation of commercial and investment banking functions that were in effect under that act. Glass-Steagall is the indispensable first step to global economic recovery. It will immediately halt the onset of hyperinflation, remove government commitment from toxic debts, end too big to fail, and force separation of commercial banking functions from investment banking functions. Legislation to restore Glass-Steagall, the Return to Prudent Banking Act, was introduced into the 112th Congress as H.R. 1489. It garnered massive institutional support and 84 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. The Return to Prudent Banking Act has been reintroduced in the 113th Congress as H.R. 129. This is how it works. Since 1999, banks have been allowed to use commercial deposits and assets as fuel for securities trading on the derivatives market. Because commercial and speculative assets are so heavily commingled, the government is forced to protect the assets of banks, making risky bets through near-perpetual bailouts and the purchasing of toxic debt. It was the derivatives bubble that blew up the system and bankrupted the U.S. banks in the crash of 2007 and 8. Commercial banking institutions would have 1 year to divest themselves of all non-commercial banking units with no cross-management or ownership between commercial and non-commercial units. Commercial banks would be barred from using more than 2% of its capital for the creation, sale, or distribution of securities. Certain bank-qualified securities are exempted. It would prevent commercial banks from loaning their commercial deposits into such vehicles as would support the creation and circulation of securities, and no securities of low or potentially low value could be placed by a bank into its insured commercial bank units. I'm really happy that a majority of legislators have co-sponsored this resolution. This is truly a bipartisan effort, with Republicans and Democrats co-sponsoring in large numbers, not just here, but across our nation. The professions of the co-sponsors mirror those of our South Dakota citizens. This has been signed by farmers, ranchers, Native American leaders, teachers, engineers, bankers, pastors, lawyers, small business owners, and health professionals. Also, there are co-sponsors in nearly every district spread across the state. This resolution states that a return to the Glass-Steagall Act, which protected our nation for 66 years, it was enacted by FDR in 1933 to help clean up the crash of 29. And for 66 years until 1999, it was in place. It would prevent American taxpayers from being called upon to fund hundreds of billions of dollars to bail out financial institutions. I believe that every one of our constituents would agree that their tax money should not be used to bail out gambling debts of speculators. This resolution urges Congress to vote for the reinstatement of Glass-Steagall, the Return to Prudent Banking Act of 2013. H.R. 129 has been filed in the U.S. Congress by Marcy Kaptur, a Democrat of Ohio in the House, and Walter Jones, a Republican of North Carolina in the House, the U.S. House, with a growing list of co-sponsors. The original Glass-Steagall bill was, of course, passed in 1933 after the stock market crash of 1929. After it had plunged the nation into Great Depression, our own Peter Norbeck, born in Redfield, who served in this state Senate, then as South Dakota's governor, and finally in the U.S. Senate, was one of the most important people in getting Glass-Steagall drafted and passed. He was the chairman of the Senate Banking and Currency Committee and got two resolutions passed in 1932 and an even tougher one in 1933, authorizing his committee to investigate speculative banking practices. He hired Ferdinand Picora, who'd been a district attorney, to lead the investigation. A March 9, 1933 editorial in the Plankton, South Dakota Mail reads, "The Senate Banking Committee, headed by Peter Norbeck, is doing some fine work digging into the Wall Street robbers called bankers." As we vote today, we have already faced a blowout of the economy more terrible than that which confronted Peter Norbeck in the 30s. The Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, as Forbes magazine wrote in January, is on a buying spree, snapping up $40 billion a month of mortgage-backed securities. The collapse of the economy of 07 and 08 started, as everyone knows now, with the mortgage-backed securities market. And since Glass-Steagall had been repealed in 1999, these securities banksters' gambling debts were bailed out by we, the American taxpayers. Now, with thousands of foreclosed homes back on the market, Bernanke, who is on his way out of office, is planning the same thing again. The Dallas Federal Reserve Chairman Richard Fisher said about this, "Don't sit on the same hot stove twice." We don't plan to jump off that fiscal cliff. And though this doesn't appear to be worth the paper it's written on, as we often hear about resolutions, there are already many states and countries addressing this issue right now. I would really ask for a green vote on this. This came out of the Senate with full support, a great vote, almost full support, and a great vote. So thank you very much for your time and considering your own financial future here today. God bless, and thank you for a green vote.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Concurrent Resolution 6. Seeing none, question for the House is concurring in Senate Concurrent Resolution 6. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote. I believe our doctor of the day is here, Mary Milroy. If you're here, please stand. Thank you for your services.
Jenna Hager votes aye. Representative Gibson, Hunhoff, Mickelson, and Rasmussen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 67 yeas, 2 nays.
So the motion, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and the Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 concurred in. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Less moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on Senate Bill 200 of the House Journal on Education, on Senate Bill 15, and on Senate Bill 138 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Less motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries by 3 votes. Consent calendar bills.
Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain definitions regarding the appraiser certification program. Senate Bill 61, an act to allow licensed insurance agents to act as consultants in certain circumstances. Senate Bill 62, an act to revise certain requirements regarding when an insurer's certificate of authority may be revoked.
The consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question for the House is the final passage of the Senate are the consent calendar bills. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Craig, Hansen, Hawley, and Mickelson. Hawley votes aye.
Craig
votes aye. Representative Hansen. Representative Hansen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
The consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills. Representative Lust.
Can I help you?
You would help all of us if you had a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move we defer the remainder of today's calendar until Monday, the 33rd legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
That motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1019, 1020, 1028, 1038, 1057, 1074, 1079, 1081, 1082, 1091, 1101, 1118, 1127, 1141, 1158, and 1180 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 11 o'clock a.m. February 28, 2013. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1017, 1059, 1062, 1083, 1093, 1102, 1103, 1150, 1174, 1187, 1191, and 1226, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Speaker announces that the Conference Committee for Senate Bill 151 will meet on Monday, March 4th at 8 a.m. in Room 499. Representatives Virtue, Duval, and Ring, Monday, March 4th, 8 a.m., Room 499. Thank you.
We have to do all those.
Huh?
We have to do all those.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Might as well do the actual.
Speaker signs an act to require the Department of Labor Regulation to determine certain job placement outcomes for graduates of all public post-secondary education institutions in this state. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the registration of a place of business with the Real Estate Commission. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the crossing of a road and to revise a penalty for certain road crossing violations by the driver of a commercial motor vehicle. Speaker signs an act to revise provisions regarding broker price opinions compared to market analysis and appraisals. Speaker signs an act to revise certain exemptions from licensure by the Real Estate Commission. Speaker signs an act to limit the liability of retail dealers of petroleum products under certain conditions. Speaker signs an act to provide for an expedited endorsement of certain license certificates, registrations, and permits for spouses of active duty military personnel. Speaker signs an act to establish a pharmacy audit integrity program. Speaker signs an act to regulate certain market activity in a health exchange. Speaker signs an act to provide for the collection of certain gaming taxes, penalties, and interest and declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to require that newborns be screened for congenital heart defects. Signs an act to make appropriations from Water Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes and declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability to revise the income eligibility requirements for property and sales tax refunds and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the deposit and expenditure of tobacco settlement revenues and bond proceeds. Speaker signs an act to authorize the hunting of wolves in certain circumstances. Signs an act to establish and revise certain provisions, bond amounts, fees, and penalties related to the regulation of grain warehouses and grain buyers and declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to repeal and revise certain obsolete and unnecessary statutes and rules relating to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Speaker signs an act to repeal and reenact certain provisions regarding forestry and fire suppression. Speaker signs an act to revise the crime of rustling to include sheep and goats. Speaker signs an act to allow the use of dogs to hunt mountain lions and leashed dogs to track and retrieve wounded or presumed dead big game animals. Speaker signs an act to revise provisions regarding the South Dakota Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association Act. Speaker signs an act to exempt credit health insurers from certain provisions related to pre-existing conditions. Signs an act to amend provisions relating to violations of no contact orders. Speaker signs an act to revise provisions pertaining to snowmobile operation. Speaker signs an act to provide alternative brand inspection procedures for certain rodeo livestock. Speaker signs an act to provide for the issuance of additional retail firework licenses. Speaker signs an act to provide remedies for assets omitted from the division of property in the entry of divorce decree. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Board of Regents to construct a multi-use storage facility at South Dakota State University and to make an appropriation therefore. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Board of Regents for church structure for use by the South Dakota School of Mines Technology to make an appropriation therefore. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the construction of addition, remodeling, and renovation of Menory Commons in the campus of South Dakota State University to make an appropriation therefore. Speaker signs an act to revise the location of the CalCAP Research and Education Unit authorized in Chapter 107 of the 2012 session laws. Speaker signs an act to transfer the value-added agricultural subfund from the Governor's Office of Economic Development to the Department of Agriculture. Speaker signs an act to provide for openness in certain electronic records database and open certain information regarding electronic record systems. Speaker signs an act to clarify the application of certain open meetings provisions related to certain three-member public boards. Speaker signs an act to clarify the deliberative process exception to certain open records provisions. Sends an act to revise the terms and expiration dates of appointees to certain boards and commissions. Speaker sends an act to provide for special organ donation decals for license plates. Speaker sends an act to revise and expand certain provisions related to organ and tissue donation. Speaker signs an act to require the reporting by the outcome of certain licensure and certification examinations. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the automated library system fund. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation for the construction and renovation of certain office buildings in Rapid City for the Department of Agriculture and declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Department of the Military to purchase land for the use by the South Dakota Army National Guard to make an appropriation therefore and declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Department of the Military to construct a motor vehicle storage building in Sioux Falls to make an appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to authorize the use of an online reverse auction for the procurement of certain goods and services by governmental agencies. Speaker signs an act to allow the prosecution to appeal from certain judgments of acquittal. Speaker signs an act to protect the identity of the person or entity supplying the intravenous injection substance for executions and to increase the penalty for a violation of those provisions. Speaker signs an act to revise the control substance schedule and declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions of the Health Professionals Diversion Program. Did I miss one? Speaker signs an act to define credit card bank and to revise certain provisions regarding the distribution of the bank franchise tax. 3% is an act to increase the minimum salary payable to county officials, state's attorneys, and sheriffs. Speaker signs an act to authorize the county to deny bids on county sales of tax deed properties if the bidder is not current on property taxes due. Speaker signs an act to remove the required waiting period before cremated remains may be released to be scattered. Signs an act to provide for the issuance of a resident medical license and to repeal certain resident training permits issued by the Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners. Speaker signs an act to provide licensing reciprocity for social workers. Speaker signs an act to repeal the state's membership in the Multi-State Tax Commission. Thank you, members of the House, for bearing with me. Announcements, please. Representative Erickson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to remind everybody that Wednesday is Indianapolis Colts Day at the Capitol. You are expected to wear blue and white, not the original plan. We decided to change it to Indianapolis Colts Day on Wednesday. Thank you.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Everybody's got to get their game face on. We've got a basketball game on Wednesday. We need your name, we need your nickname, and we need your body at the Riggs High School. So let's rumble!
Further announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I took a couple years off, rehabilitation from the injuries I sustained in previous games. If you notice to the right, as you look at it, to the speaker, is a nice looking trophy. It's got the house name on it. We want to keep it that way. We need participation from everybody, and that includes participation to what the honorable representative from Minnehaha in Lincoln County is going to talk about. So, please be ready Wednesday night. When you got your Packer gear on, just keep it on when you go up to the Capitol or go up to the high school for the game. Packer Day at the Capitol is Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Further announcements? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will meet on Monday. We'll be talking about ideas for summer study, but we meet at 9 o'clock.
Thank you. Representative Wick, let's keep the basketball theme going here.
Yes, let's keep the basketball team going. We need to raise more dollars. I want to really thank the 14 that have already given me checks, and I want to encourage the other 56 to bring your checkbooks Monday. If everybody would bring a check, we will have enough dollars perhaps to buy the points needed to win. And it does take dollars to win. I see one guy over here smiling real big. I know he can help a whole bunch, so I'm expecting he's smiling just because he's going to match his assistant leader's contribution. So next week, don't forget them. Bring your checkbooks, and we'll be looking for money on Monday. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Romkema.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations, 8 o'clock sharp. 8 o'clock sharp. Monday morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will finish our work Monday morning starting at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing none. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, no hesitation. I move we adjourn.
Just one second. For a second.
Way too fast.
I need to look in the red book for that motion. I'm not seeing that word in here.
Speaking in tongues.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
We are adjourned.